From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and as well as combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists. Mr. Obama said the security situation remains precarious, requiring periodic strategy reviews.
In all these reviews, we're guided by the facts, what's happening on the ground, to determine what's working and what needs to be changed. And that's why at times I've made adjustments, for example, by slowing the drawdown of our forces and more recently by giving U.S. forces more flexibility to support Afghan forces on the ground and in the air. And I strongly believe that it is in our national security interest, especially after all the blood and treasure we've invested in Afghanistan over the years, that we give our Afghan partners the very best opportunity to succeed.
Mr. Obama had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to 5,500 by year's end. U.S. forces have been in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the then Taliban regime. France on Wednesday sentenced two former Rwandan mayors to life in prison for genocide and crimes against humanity following an 8-week trial in Paris. Tito Barahira and Octavian Ingezi were tried for attacks against ethnic Tutsis in the town of Kaburundo in 1994. Ethnic Hutu extremists killed more than 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus in a 3-month rampage. Some 2,000 people seeking refuge in a town church were bludgeoned and hacked to death. Both men consistently denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. A 7-year official inquiry into Britain's involvement in the Iraq War concluded on Wednesday that intervention led by Prime Minister Tony Blair was unnecessary and Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein posed no imminent threat to Britain. The inquiry was led by John Chilcutt, a former top British civil servant.
Mr. Blair presented Iraq's past, current, and future capabilities as evidence of the severity of the potential threat from Iraq's WMD. He said that at some point in the future, that threat would become a reality. The judgments about Iraq's capabilities in that statement and in the dossier published the same day were presented with a certainty that was not justified. It is now clear that policy on Iraq was made on the basis of flawed intelligence and assessments. They were not challenged, and they should have been.
Blair said he takes full responsibility for his decision, insisting he did not mislead the country. He said he believes the decision was right at the time, and the world is better and safer as a result of it. For the first time, the U.S. put North Korean leader Kim Jong-un among 22 others on the U.S. sanctions list for human rights abuses. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Human rights abuses in the DPRK are among the worst in the world. The government continues to commit extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances, arbitrary arrest and detention, forced labor, and torture. Many of these abuses are committed in political prison camps, where an estimated 80 to 120,000 individuals are detained, including children and the family members of accused.
U.S. officials said actions will strengthen and expand sanctions on Pyongyang. The South Korean government Thursday said it appreciates and welcomes the U.S. announcement. At least one Bangladeshi policeman was killed, 5 other people wounded Thursday, in a blast in a northwest town hosting one of the country's largest Eid al-Fitr celebrations, ending the holy month of Ramadan. The cause unknown, but it comes less than a week after Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on a Dhaka cafe that killed 20. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, on his way to a NATO summit in Warsaw, stopped in Georgia Wednesday, signing a security deal to help the former Soviet Republic improve its defenses.
The United States remains steadfast in our support of Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Russia's occupation and militarization of parts of Georgia's territory are unacceptable.
The agreement gives Georgia access to U.S. defense equipment, training, and intelligence sharing. Zimbabwe, beset by protests, drought, and economic decline, experienced a national job boycott Wednesday. Streets were largely deserted as workers heeded a social media call for the action. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.